Hello once again and welcome back to our course podcast for EDTC 6431, Learning with Technology. I am Dr. J, your course instructor. As we bring Module 3 to a close, by now you should have set up a routine for completing your reading and discussion and reflection assignments each week, and I trust you're feeling comfortable now with the expectations for the course. We continue to have some great discussions this week in the discussion board as we've been exploring research and information fluency and learning with technology. And I just want to say once again, thank you so much for continuing to bring in supporting resources and making application, whether it be to your current or your future classroom environment that you envision. By now, you should see comments from me in the Grade Center for your first learning tool exploration activity that you completed during Module 2. And that assignment, again, it was basically an all-or-nothing type of an assignment. If you posted a thoughtful reflection, you received full credit for that. As always, if you have any additional questions as you are completing the course assignments or logistics with due dates and so forth, please make sure to post them to the question and answers forum in the discussion board. I think we have everybody on the same page at this point, and we're up to speed on kind of where we need to be as far as the course schedule. But if you do have any questions, be sure to let me know. Well, looking ahead to Module 4, you should by now have access to the Module 4 folder within the modules area of Blackboard. And just like the previous module folders, it contains all the information and activity items for Module 4. I trust that by now you're comfortable with the consistent organization for the various module information items and activities. As I've done my best to keep the module content organization consistent among the modules. This week we'll be exploring critical thinking, problem solving, and decision making in learning with technology. Standard 4 of the ISTE National Educational Technology Standards and Performance Indicators for Students addresses critical thinking, problem solving, and decision making. And it states, students use critical thinking skills to plan and conduct research, manage projects, solve problems, and make informed decisions using appropriate digital tools and resources. Students A, identify and define authentic problems and significant questions for investigation. B, plan and maintain activities to develop a solution or complete a project. C, collect and analyze data to identify solutions and or make informed decisions. And D, use multiple processes and diverse perspectives to explore alternative solutions. So my question for you is, how are we as educators going to encourage problem solving and critical thinking among our students, especially considering how easily accessible information is today, that students can simply take at face value without critically analyzing? And how do we help our students evaluate the information that they find to ensure its accuracy? When they do find information, how do they keep track of it? How do they chart it and make sense of it? These are just a few of the questions that I hope you'll address in our discussions this week, and certainly there may be others that will come up. And so this is a huge topic here to discuss this week, and I look forward to the perspectives that each of you bring to our discussion. In addition to considering critical thinking, problem solving, and decision making in general, we'll be considering a couple of very handy online tools that can be used during the problem-solving and decision-making process, including Bubble.us and Wolfram Alpha. Bubble.us, it's a free online concept mapping tool. It can be used for creating various concept maps and drawings, while Wolfram Alpha, it's a unique type of a search engine. It proclaims to be a computational knowledge engine. And so this week you may want to explore one or more of these technologies in further, and perhaps you may want to devote your resource summary to providing some further information into how one of these technologies might be applied in an education.